Step right up. Step right up. Welcome to track 4 on this masterclass for What Do I Want? And in this track, we're going to be stepping right up. And what I mean by this is that as we've worked our way through this masterclass, we've gone from very abstract ideas, talking about what does it really mean to define what you want. As we've been talking about, it's so easy to get stuck at these hard decisions, saying, I just don't know what I want. Do I want to do this or want to do that? Yet, the process we've been working through is about getting yourself moving, laying out this grandest vision, honing in on that step that's right in front of you, laying out your roadmap so that even if you don't know what you're moving towards, you're moving. Just honing in on your different tracks, the paths that might lead you there, and the step that's right in front of you. And in this track, we're going to step right up and be more specific. How specifically do you hone in on these next steps? First, we're going to work through more specific goal-setting frameworks, which you also see in my book. And that's how you take those steps and turn them into legitimate goals. Step 2, we're going to work through a framework, the SED framework, S-E-D, which I build for my clients to explore these sorts of options. So it's not just a matter of, hey, go do your next step, but what's a framework that you can utilize to be highly systematic in the way you explore your options? The third how we're going to hit is timeline it. So now you've laid this out, let's get real specific. What actions are you going to take this month, this week, this day, this hour, so that you keep moving every moment towards a life you truly want? All right, let's dive in. We finished up the last track with the 4-step G to P, or 4-step goals to process. And I want to start this track by just going through this again with you briefly. And that's because I want to keep honing this for you so that you can imagine yourself doing this all the time. You see, because it's such a basic process that keeps reminding your brain that you don't need to have all the answers now. In fact, you don't need to have anything more than 2 answers. Some type of vision or visions of the grandest versions of your career and life that you're moving towards. And then just honing in on those steps that are right in front of you. And as we walk through this, it will set us up to step right up into these things that we're focused on in this track. Step 1, you likely remember what to do. Step into your vision. What is this for you? When is this for you? You might have many visions of your grandest career, of your grandest life. You might be looking out 2 years, 5 years, 40 years. No matter when it is or what it is, really get a feel for this now. What is it like to already be here? You might be seeing yourself here in your grandest vision. Make it bigger. Make it brighter. Make it more real. You might be standing in it, seeing what you would see. How does it feel? Step 2. Just step back to the now and ask yourself why. And in the last track, we went with the why not. But here you might start asking yourself a different type of why. Why does this really matter to you? Really, why does it matter to you to create the career and life you truly want? Why? Why is it meaningful to you? Why is there great purpose in living this process, creating now the life you truly want? Step 3. Looking forward from where you are now. In your roadmap, you've just identified a number of tracks that keep you moving in the right direction. And what are some of those steps that you see? Just one step on your roadmap. You might have already taken it. So what's 2-step? Or 7-step? What are you noticing right in front of you now? And here in this track, we're going to be more clearly defining this step. We're going to be stepping right up to it. So move to step 4 in the G2P and visualize it. Mentally rehearse it now. See this step, or different steps along different tracks. See yourself taking them. See where they're leading to the next step, and the next step again. And feel yourself, like in your car on that open road, moving fast and faster again towards what you want. All right, so I hope that was fun for you. I love doing these sorts of exercises, hours a day. I condition my brain in this way. Not just because I'm laying tracks deeply that enable you to keep moving towards what you want, but because it's fun. See, people say, well, this is guided visualization or hypnosis. No, it's fun. It's going into your mind and imagining things how you love them to be and enjoying it now. So how much more can you enjoy thinking about what you want, seeing the steps in front of you, imagine yourself taking them? Now we've covered this again, let's drop down deeper into a very specific process for lining up your goals.